Hello, welcome to Strange Love Movies. My name is Olivia Martinez, and I'm here with my two co-hosts, Oscar and Emily Martinez. And today, we are recapping our Coen Brothers series, which was 18 episodes long. I cannot believe we decided to do that. And today, we just kind of want to go over our top five favorite films. None of us have seen each other's lists. We all have different lists, I assume. I'm sure we have some similar films. And yeah, it's going to be a good time.
One thing before we start, they said it couldn't be done. Some people even said it shouldn't be done. And by the end of it, we were wondering why we did it. But I guess it's because we love their movies so much.
They're great.
And I think the difficulty that we all had in narrowing our list down to our five favorites is testament to just how much we enjoyed watching these films, even if it was the second or third time we'd seen them.
That's such a good point. And if you hear heavy breathing or barking or squeaking, that is our new pup, Yoko. She's being a very bad girl right now. But okay, let's get to our top five Coen Brothers films. These are kind of just, if you don't have time to watch all 18, these are just the ones we recommend that you start with. So number five, Dad, do you want to start since this was your brilliant idea?
Yes, I'll start. Number five for me is True Grit.
Okay.
When we saw the first time at the movies, it was fine. But I didn't pick up on the humor that it had. It was really quite funny. And it was PG-13. And no surprise, it was one of their most accessible. I mean, their movies are never too violent. Well, A Country for Old Men. Or too sex-oriented or drugs. Lebowski. But in this case, this was a very popular film. You could take your family to see it. And it was very, very entertaining. It proved that they could make a normal movie.
And I'll have to second that. Actually, that's my number five, too, True Grit.
Oh, that's crazy.
I thought it was it's probably their most traditional Hollywood
accessible movie.
You know? Mm. And yet, they just did it better than just about anybody else has done it. I mean, it was a really good Western, really good characters, really good story, and well-filmed. And it just was very enjoyable, and yet also, kind of had a little something to say about what the West was like.
True Grit was almost on my list, but it wasn't. My number five, can I do a tie? No, I won't do a tie for number five. My number five is A Serious Man, because this is a film I knew absolutely nothing about before watching it for the first time, and I just cannot stop thinking about it. It's definitely the Coen Brothers' saddest film, deepest, probably most personal film. And it's so heavy, and it's just so well made.
And it's actually my honorable mention. It
really
didn't make my top five, but I think it would be number six. But that's about the only one we've only seen once.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the one I want to see again faster than any of the others, since I haven't seen it except the one time.
Yeah.
But it was really good, but it really stuck with me. And
right.
And it left some questions in my mind that I want answered the next time I see it.
I agree with that, yeah.
It was in my top five.
Too. Oh, really?
Yeah.
What? Okay, yep. We'll get to that, yeah. I guess. So number four, what is your number four, Papa?
No Country for Old Men.
That's also my number four.
Yeah, because it really is possibly the only best picture of the past 20 years that people will still see again. That's an overstatement, I think. But sometimes it can really combine the art and the subject matter with that Cormac McCarthy. He's so ultra-violent, the writer. And they did it really, really well and really dramatic. So much tension in that movie. It was really, really enjoyable.
And my number four is kind of the opposite direction. It's Raising Arizona.
Oh, that's
because,
a good one.
That was the first Coen Brothers movie we fell in love with, and we've probably seen it more than just about any other one, and it's still hilarious. I mean, it's ridiculous and chaotic and just nutty, but still just holds up really well, the humor. And again, the characters are absolutely unbelievable, but you can't help loving them.
Raising Arizona is on my list too, but we'll get to that. And we can skip my number four because it's also No Country for Old Men. So number three?
My number three is A Serious Man. And I liked it for all the reasons you did too, and you mentioned. And just as you said, I'd like to see that again too. I hadn't seen it before. And it does stick with you because the combination of the subject matter and the seriousness of it. And yet it had some humor, like all of their movies do. It's really worth watching.
And my number three is Fargo, which I think introduced a lot of people to the Coen Brothers. It's just, again, a really entertaining story, really different, and has like the kind of the perfect blend of the kind of Coen Brothers drama, crime story, combined with a lot of humor. And again, good characters who you think are kind of ludicrous, and yet you care about them. And it just, it holds up really well.
My number three is also Fargo, but it is also Big Lebowski. They're tied. So
you're cheating.
I know, but I'm cheating.
Hey, you're the host, so you get that.
Yeah, and it was just really hard for me to decide because I love both for totally different reasons. And then my top two, I kind of wanted to be indie with my top two, so I decided to go a different route, even though Big Lebowski and Fargo are probably most people's one and two, or Fargo's number one, Lebowski two. But yeah, all the same reasons for Fargo, and I'm sure one of y'all has Big Lebowski higher, so I'll let you talk about that. Let's go to number two.
Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Same here.
Love that movie. The music is fantastic.
We thought you was a toad.
Do not seek the treasure. It's so funny. And then also the music was so good in that era, the Southern, the time they had all these mythological people, Robert Johnson and, you know, the populist governor.
Babyface Killer.
Yeah, the Babyface Nelson. Yeah,
Babyface Nelson.
And all this gangsters. It was just very, very evocative, very, and very funny. And George Clooney has never been better, you know.
And was this the first George Clooney? Was this the first time George Clooney was in the Coen
Brothers?
Yeah,
it was his first collaboration.
Okay, first of several.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou was the movie that I think everyone should see. It's so good.
My number two was No Country for Old Men.
Okay.
I loved that, especially the... Loved it more each time we've seen it. And again, it's really sad, really depressing, I guess, dark, but just such a great character study of several different characters, and really makes you just think.
Such a well-told story.
I mean, and also it has a little bit of humor and a little bit of lightness to it. So
a lot less than their other films.
Oh yeah, much less. But the characters, again, you care about the characters. You have like pure evil, but you also have some really genuinely good people in it.
True.
So I was really, really enjoy that movie each time I see it.
Wow, we're at number one. So these are our, as of now, because these lists are always evolving and our opinions are always changing, but as of now, our favorite Coen Brothers. Papa, you start us off.
Well, it may not be the correct nomenclature, but I got to go with Big Lebowski. Dude, very undude right now.
The dude.
It's just so funny. And it's funny, Fargo was almost on the list because it's so great. But it's like when you have a band and other people, it becomes popular. But then I think about Lebowski is as popular as anything, but maybe even more so than Fargo. But Fargo is such a, I don't know, there's something about that sense of humor, which again is really funny. I think most people would say they like Fargo.
Fargo was popular when it came out. Yeah. Lebowski, it took a while.
Yeah, Lebowski has grown in admiration, you know. And we actually saw that at the movies twice. We didn't know anybody else who saw it once.
I know. The other people I knew who saw it really disliked it at the time. If I can take over, my number one also is Big Lebowski.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, it's just certainly in the top two or three of our favorite movies of all. And it's just so funny. And it's funny every time we see it. And Jeff Bridges is incredibly great in it. And
John Goodman is perfect in it. John Turturro.
John Turturro. The Jesus.
It's just really just such a funny, outrageous, the kind of the ultimate Cone comedy.
It really is. Yeah. Do you guys think there would be good if there was a Big Lebowski sequel?
No, I don't think so.
There could be.
Don't mess with the classic.
I agree with that, but people are always begging for it. So my number one is actually Raising Arizona, because even though that's a lot less out there than the Big Lebowski, I just think it's so sweet. And I just love Nicolas Cage in it. He's just such a like goofy, dumb, sweet man. And oh, I love the babies and just Mr. Arizona. And oh, I just love that movie.
I know. And that's how I fell in love with the Coen Brothers, is Raising Arizona.
It was one of the first movies we saw together, right?
Yeah.
That's sweet. Yeah.
And we've seen it so many times through the years. Yeah, it's always good.
And talk about a ludicrous plot.
Yes.
It's a crazy movie. But there are our rankings. So do you guys all want to read our list number 1 through 5? I can go first. So number 1, Raising Arizona. 2, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? 3, Big Lebowski / Fargo. 4, No Country for Old Men. And 5, A Serious Man.
And my list was Big Lebowski number one, No Country for Old Men number two, Fargo, Raising Arizona, and True Grit, rounding out the top five.
Nice.
Very similar, because I've got number one, The Big Lebowski, number two, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, three, A Serious Man, four, No Country for Old Men, and five, True Grit. And just for the record, I had Fargo six and Raising Arizona seven.
Okay, so we all kind of have the top names. Yeah.
And there were so many, I mean, so many of the other movies are also really great.
Yeah, Hudsucker Proxy.
Way. It's just hard to, you have to narrow it down.
Buster Scruggs, Surly Joe.
Manny Wasn't There.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, all of them are good. I think that's what you guys should take away from this top five podcast. We really enjoy all the Coen Brothers films, but there are some, of course, that are going to be better than others. But yeah, these would be the five we recommend you see first, probably.
I can say that if we had to make a list of the worst,
I think
I think it would just be like one to five, Lady Killers.
Lady Killers, Lady Killers, Lady Killers.
Lady Killers is bad.
It's really bad. We don't mess with Lady Killers. Every other movie, I mean, you will enjoy and have a good time watching. Not Lady Killers. Don't do it.
On the other hand, if you watch that and you love it, man, you're going to really love these other ones.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it's true. I wonder what we'd have thought of it if it was the first one we saw. Probably still not that much because it's not good. Whatever. Do you guys have any final thoughts?
No, just that it's good to know that just like Lebowski, our podcast will be out there on the ether forever, you know, taking it easy for all us sinners.
The dude abides.
The dude abides. Follow us on Instagram at StrangeLoveMedia. Visit our website, StrangeLoveOfMovies.com, for a bunch of blogs and behind-the-scenes facts and stuff like that about all these Coen Brothers films. Thank you guys so much for listening and being part of this journey with us. I mean, this has been like 3 or 4 months in the making, and we're finally done. Coen Brothers, we love you. We cannot wait for what you do next. And bye, guys.